Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Happy Labor Day, everybody. But it's also, today is what I'm calling the eye of the convention storm. And that's where there's no convention going on, the Republicans or Democrats, but there's one just leftist and one starting up any minute now. And we've got our good friend Rich Gaydon here to commentate on ghosts of convention pasts and ghosts of convention's future. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. Don't forget to check out his website, folks, mullings.com. How did Mitt Romney do in his speech?
What I wrote was that that is as good as he can do in presenting a speech. I'm sorry, there's an alarm going up behind me. Okay, it's over. He is not a great orator, and he's never going to be a great
No.
orator. But we've tried out a great orator, yeah. And it hasn't worked that well. What we need is somebody who's got a vision and can execute on it.
Would there have been anything wrong with him saying, ladies and gentlemen, you know that I'm no great orator, and so I'm going to give it my best shot today, but please don't notice how I deliver the words. Pay attention to the words. Would there be anything wrong with him doing that?
Yeah, because then you'd sound defensive.
Yeah, okay, all right.
But here's what the campaign or the convention did that was really smart. Normally, what they do is they post the text of the speech of the person speaking as soon as they begin, so that reporters or writers like me can just refer to it. I don't have to try to memorize the line I want to write about. I can just cut and paste it back and forth. But not the Romney speech. They didn't release the text until he was done.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote that's so that the Democrats couldn't be fact-checking and complaining about things he hadn't even said yet. And that was really smart. I wouldn't have thought of that. That's why I'm not doing this anymore.
So do you think he got you think he accomplished what he needed to accomplish?
Oh, absolutely. I think they got everything in that they wanted to get in, and the polling is indicating that it's now 3 weeks
What
ago.
What kind of a bounce did he get?
Well, we don't know the total answer yet because a lot of the polling that's listed was in and out of the field before the Romney speech.
That sounds like, as a Republican, that sounds another way of saying not very good.
Oh, no, that's not at all. But even with that, 3 weeks ago, Obama had an average lead of just about 4 percentage points.
Yeah.
As of this morning, I'm looking at it right now, it's 0.1 percentage mm-hmm. points. So it's
But those polls don't really matter, do they?
No, because, not a bit.
Because tell them why they don't matter.
Because this is not a national election. It's
state by
state.
And, it's an eight, maybe four state election.
Yeah, but it's probably a little bit. I mean, I know somebody said 8 states the other day, but it's probably 8 to 10 states. We don't know. In the next 2 months, we'll be
2 states, isn't it? Ohio and Florida.
Well, no, it might be Florida and Virginia. It might be Virginia and Wisconsin. You never know when it comes down to it. Which ones are going to.
But Romney can't. But look at the Electoral College situation. I mean, watching the polls is exciting. But if you're a Republican and you look at the Electoral College, red states and pink states, Romney, Obama's 13 points away from winning.
13 electoral votes.
Electoral votes away from winning.
Yeah, but the election isn't today.
I know.
I mean, that's everybody.
But as of right now, he's got a big hill to climb.
No, it's not that big. It's because if you look, I mean, I know Obama's leading in something like 8 of those 12 battleground states.
Yeah.
But if you look at the dimensions of his lead, they're all, other than Pennsylvania and I think Nevada, they're all within the margin of error. So they're all mm-hmm. less than 3 percentage points, which is statistically.
So you're saying, all right, so which one of the leaning Obama states that are not battleground states, but they're leaning Obama, which one of those would you say are in play?
Oh, I think Wisconsin is probably at the top of the stack right now.
Yeah.
Not only because of Ryan, but because Tommy Thompson won the Senate primary, very popular former governor.
Right.
Scott Walker still holds a lot of, he won that recall.
Aren't New Mexico and Nevada pink states? Aren't they pink?
There's a bunch. Nevada's a little bit out of reach. New Mexico might be easier because they've got a very popular governor, and again, a very strong Senate race going on there that it might influence turnout.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue here. It's not one of the issues with polling, as you know so well. It's part science and part art, because it's not just calling 1,000 people and saying, what do you think? What you're trying to do is get a balance of independents, Republicans, Democrats, whites, blacks, Hispanics, whatever. And then you've got to try to figure out, well, what percentage are these people going to vote in? Who's actually going to turn out on election day?
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody that says they're for me and doesn't vote is of no use, obviously.
Right.
And so that's what it's going to come down to in these very close states.
Is there a place where people can, if people are trying to watch this, is there a place where they, because when you hear national polls, folks, please, that means nothing, really. I mean, it might make you feel better one way or the other, or bad one way or the other. But what you really need to know is, what is the electoral college map look like, and how are those polls going so far? Is there a place to get that information?
They are also very, very close. Oh, yeah, the place to go get that is a place called Real Clear Politics.
Yeah.
All one word, realclearpolitics.com. That's what everybody looks at. A really smart guy named Tom Bevins started this, out of his bedroom. And, I mean, he's the kind of guy that we can all look at and say, see, it works. If you're a small business person and got a good idea, you can make it work. But he, realclearpolitics.com, keeps track of all these polls so that everybody, you know, in this business, checks that every morning to see what's doing, what's moving. Yeah.
When we come back after these messages, I'm gonna propose that the Democrats had a huge influence on the Republican convention, and I'll tell him why, and he can comment. And then I'm gonna get him to tell us what's coming up in the Democrat convention as we stand here in the eye of the convention storm. Tintail, stay with us. Rich Gaylor is our guest. Mullings.com, MULLINGS.com is his website. You got to know what he's got going on. Check it out.
When you're walking down the street, and you ain't had enough.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.